Greetings, this is J.R. Dickey. Thanks for tuning in to our podcast. And by the way, don't forget our website, graceandtruth.net. I hope you're having a great day, but if not, hang with me. It's about to get better. Okay, today we're going to talk about those of us, and I mean us, all of us, who at some time may have felt that you let the Lord down, you failed. Well, here we go. In John 18, 17 and 18, it says, "Then the servant girl who kept the door said to Peter, 'You are not also one of this man's disciples, are you?' He said, 'I am not.' Now the servants and officers who had made a fire of coals stood there, for it was cold, and they warmed themselves. And Peter stood with them and warmed himself." Only a couple hours earlier, Peter had vowed, "Even if I have to die with you, I will not deny you." And, you know, it's emotions that get us in trouble sometimes. They are flippant, fragile, they rise, they crash, and much of the time, they're not really truthful. What we feel is generally a slippery path to tread, and that's because a human heart is like a swamp. Intense feelings can be utterly empty of follow-through. Many, if not most, of the people who go to the altar because of an emotional response to a call leave with a sense of dutiful response, but are essentially unchanged, because you cannot become a new creature spiritually because of something you did. It is always because of what God does. Just ask Saul, stunned and blinded, laying on the ground, late for his appointment in Damascus. Of course, God doesn't treat us all the same way, does he? But Peter, in our verse above, is a perfect example of noble intentions, but with no power to follow through. I've been there. How about you? One moment he's slashing his enemies ineptly with a sword, and next he's warming himself at their fire, lying about his relationship with Jesus. Really, he pictures our whole human race. With his last denial, Jesus looked at him and Peter wept bitterly. He wasn't the man he wanted to be, brave, noble, full of integrity. He was an emotional man, filled with emotional energy. He didn't stumble because of Jesus. He stumbled because of his failure. Jesus didn't fail him. He failed himself. How many believers do the same thing? We don't measure up to some personal standard labeled me. Too many are caught up in what they think is a noble pursuit of excellence spiritually. But in reality, they're simply self-obsessed, trying so hard to be like Christ, like God. However, the only one, believe this or not, in the Bible who asserted that obsession was the bad guy, Satan. In Isaiah 14, 14, he said, "I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High." Jesus knew Peter and his emotionally charged character, but by the way, this did not disqualify him, but he knew it would lead his disciple to stumble. So he said, "Simon, Simon," note it's not Peter, "Peter, Simon, Simon, indeed Satan has asked for you that he may sift you as wheat, but I have prayed for you that your faith should not fail. And when you have returned to me, strengthen your brethren." I suspect that it was his shame which prevented him from fully returning until on the shore of Galilee, Jesus ministered to him after his resurrection with his three challenging questions. Loving Jesus meant, and still means, humble obedience to his will. But is that obedience accomplished through trying even harder? No. It's obedience born out of love. God's love in you That means you simply need to trust God to live in and through you. That's His work. John 6 says, "Then they said to Him, 'What shall we do that we may work the works of God?' Jesus answered and said to them, 'This is the work of God, that you believe,'" that is, trust, "'in Him whom He sent,'" John 6. Whenever it dawns on you that you're trying harder but actually just warming yourself by the enemy's fire, remember what Peter learned. Remember Christ's love. Remember this life called Christianity is not about you, your reputation, your glory, your ministry, your efforts. It's simply a matter of trusting obedience to His will.
Now may the Lord grant you peace in the midst of any storm and faith to trust Him. Look for our next podcast, and may you realize more of His grace today.